Blog Talk Radio.
To me on Motivational Mondays. Meet your sexy host, Emma E2K. Motivational Mondays, we're back. We're here again. Another blessed Monday, another start to another week. You know, I'm always excited on Mondays. People sometimes treat Mondays as like the gloomy day, like, oh, Monday's back. No, it's a blessing that Monday is here and you're able to experience the gift, you know, that God gives us each day. But on Mondays, it's like, boom, okay, we get to do it again. We get another opportunity, another chance. And I'm always blessed on Mondays, man. Mondays is motivating to me. I mean, I'm motivated and pumped up every day, to tell you the truth. But Mondays especially, it's just something about Mondays. I love Mondays. And it just reminds me, like, okay, we're here to do it again. Start all over again, you know? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday, we open up our eyes and we're blessed, man. We're blessed. We get to go to work. You know, some people take that for granted. There's a lot of people that wish they can get up on Mondays and be like, okay, I got to get up and go to work. So, you know, so be blessed on Mondays. You know, Stop treating Mondays as gloomy, man. Gloomy is actually, I mean, Mondays is actually, I think, the best day of the whole week. So shout out to all those that are pumped up on Mondays, man. Motivational Mondays. All right, so let me get into a couple of things. As you know, I played that joint by Justin Bieber. Now, by no means am I a Bieber fan. I've never really been a Bieber fan, even when my daughter went through the phase. But there's certain songs, like maybe two or three songs that he has done through his career that I'm like, okay, I got to play it. I'm going to enjoy it. You know, music is my life. I love music. And as long as the music is right, the lyrics are right, no matter who sings it or who brings it out, I embrace it. I play it. And, you know, and if it's uplifting in any way, then I promote it. I like this song. So, you know, you're going to hear it again through the course of the show. I played it to welcome Mondays because you're all that matters is you. Shout out to all those that are on deck through Facebook, Instagram, through all the social medias. Thank you for following us. Make sure you follow us. Go to lushradioonline.com. Go to ma2k.com. Make sure you follow us in all the social networks. Follow Emma E2K. Follow E2K Worldwide LLC. Follow Lush Radio Online. You know, we're on there, man. Just Google us. Somos Googleable. We're Googleable. So, you know, just make sure you look for us. I want to say, of course, you know, I don't like to talk about gloomy things here on the show because the show is supposed to be an uplifting show. But I cannot ignore what happened in New York City on Saturday with the execution of the two officers. And it's just sad what all this is happening. Like, I don't even want to watch the news anymore. Like, I'm starting to think to leave Facebook, too, because it's just every time I get on, it's like, you know, all these videos of all these horrible things. But rest in peace to the officers Liu and Ramos. Rest in peace and my deepest condolences to their families, both personal and professional, and all those affected by their passing in such a violent way. Killing is never the answer. We need to continue to pray for our future. We have been thinking and reacting so inhumane that our judgment has been clouded. Lord, I come to you to intervene for my brothers and sisters around the world in pain and confused. Give us wisdom, light, and understanding to rise from this as better human beings, better citizens of what's supposed to be the land of the free. You know, people, prayer changes things. So all I ask is that you send out a prayer to their families, send out also a prayer to all the families that are hurting, you know, that have been taking a loved one in an unjust way. It's just, you know, we have to really remember that we're human beings. And although, yes, we're out there doing our jobs and all that, we're still human beings at the end of the day. Now, this Christmas, there's a lot of people that can be joyous because they're mourning, and it's just terrible, you know. But I'm going to go into my phone lines. Another thing. Ladies that are practicing the 1 billion dance for February 14th, keep practicing. Make sure that you practice. The next practice date will be on the 27th. So get ready. The 27th, we're out there again practicing our dances. And, I need to stay focused, man, because, yeah, February is almost here. Make sure you, for further information, hit me up at e2kworldyllc@gmail.com. Now I'm going to my phone line, 646. Good morning, y'all, with Emma E2K. Peace.
What's up, Emma, baby? You already know who it is.
Yay, yay. What up, Ed?
What's up, mommy? How you doing?
You already know it's Monday, so I'm motivated.
No, what's up? I just want to get you a shout-out, man. You're the best, man, baby girl. You're a real queen, man. If I could have a queen like you, I'd be the most powerful king in the world. But you know what? I'm a king still.
That's right, you're a king, and you still have me as a sister queen, so you're still blessed.
You know what's up, mommy? I just give thanks to the Lord that I got two beautiful babies, man. They're my heart. And you know what? Life goes on. I'm doing Ray J. My nickname from now on is Ray J. You already know. Hip-hop Hollywood. What? But it's called Hip-hop Florida.
Okay, so we're bringing it to Florida. Okay, no problem.
Call me Ray J from now on.
Hey, listen, Sunshine State.
You already know, mommy. I just want to give you a shout out. I just, you know, say, oh, today's Monday. Motivation
That's
Monday.
Right.
Let me call my queen.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Because if I don't call my queen, I won't have a nice day.
Oh, but you're going to have a blessed day and a blessed entire week and a wonderful Christmas with your children. And, you know, that's what it's about, man. Having a great, great Christmas. And thank you. I appreciate you always, man. You always hold me down on Mondays. Stay blessed. I'm going to put you on hold so you can listen to the Fox, you know, so you can continue to listen to the show, okay? Yeah, man. I love it. I love it when my listeners hold me down, you know, and my friends hold me down and my family holds me down. They call and they support. And I love it all, man. So I'm going to go back into another song, Train. I'm going to hit you with some Train, man. Drop of Jupiter. I love this song, man. Love it. I really do.
In the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's time to change. Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Yourself out. is true, I'm not good at a one night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. And I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? No, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Why am I so emotional? This is not a good look, gain some self-control. And deep down I know this never works. But you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Later, God only wants the best for me, but the devil's a hater. I can see his eyes through the song, Let Me Go.
And that's just what it is. Keeping your head up to the sky, man. That's what it is. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. We're here, man. Another blessed Monday. Another reason to smile, man. Another reason to be grateful. You opened your eyes today. And that right there should be enough. That right there should be your main reason to feel overjoyed. I'm going to read a script from The Secret, as you guys always ask me to do. So here goes. The truth will set you free. All the pain and suffering in the world has come from people not knowing the immutable cosmetic laws of the universe. The principles within The Secret were given to each person to prove the cosmetic law for themselves. Prove it to yourself, and the truth will set you free. Right? I think that was so yummy. I'm going to read another one back to back. Yeah, I'm going to go into another one. That's what I feel like doing. Okay, there we go. If a person is focused on illness, then they are inadvertently attracting more illness to them. Wow. Wow. I just picked this up and didn't even... Yeah, people listening, because this goes out to a lot of people. I feel it's talking to me. Here we go. If a person is focused on illness, then they are inadvertently attracting more illness to them. On the other hand, if a person focuses more on health than illness, then the law of attraction must obey and produce health. The principles of the law of attraction are a powerful tool to summon the healing power within us, and can be used as an aid in total harmony with all the wonderful medical procedures that are available today. Remember that if there were no healing power within us, nothing could be healed. I thought I was reading that for someone else, but that jewel was meant for me. I'm taking it and I'm running with it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've been going through a lot of medical situations and got some test results that I wasn't even prepared for. But you know what? The law of attraction, that's right. I'm concentrating on the healing. I'm not even concentrating on the illness. Wow, that definitely was for me. Woof, I got my hair standing up. I'm going to my phone line. Good morning, 347. Y'all with Emma E2K. Peace. 347, you rocking with me? Or you just want to listen? Okay, it's all good. I got you back on hold. Have your lines open. It's okay. Here, you know, you can listen to me. Like I said, I talk, so I need people to listen. It's all good for you to tune in however you want. You can tune in through your phone and just listen. It's all good. And you can call in, and if you don't feel like speaking, I just keep you on hold, and you continue to listen to the show. So that was powerful. The Secret, the daily stuff gave me some powerful stuff. I'm amped up. I got to shake it off. I'm going to shake off this illness with some Taylor Swift.
People say, but I keep cruising.
got the top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo. On the moon, Mooney's genies in a bottle. Girl, if they already got you,
boy, you made me feel
you.
So lucky.
Visionary, a player too, you know I have some girls missionary. My black book a number thicker than a dictionary and Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you. 5-course meals, even though you don't mind a drive through, that's why I got you.
Mondays on LuxRadioOnline.com. And you're listening to the Sexy Host, man, giving you some sexy music, amping you up for the week. It's a start, man. Monday is the start. Monday is the start of the whole week. It's the beginning. It's like number one. It's the first. So how could you not, like, you know, enjoy Mondays? How can you not really fool understand the capacity of Monday? Monday is letting you know you can begin again. You have another opportunity. You know, you're blessed. Like, you open your eyes and now you start your work week. You know, you start your fun week. You start your vacation. You start whatever. But Monday is a beginning, is a start. Like, how could you not respect the beginning and the start of things? I mean, really. I'm going to my phone line. I'm going to my phone line. 347-363. Good morning. You're all with MA2K.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning.
Testing 1212. 1212.
Mic check. Can you hear
me? Mic check.
Good morning, Mama. Good morning, world.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm excited. You got me amped up with that last song and the one prior. I was in bed listening to it, I hope you know. And as soon as I heard the chickens.
Because that, you know, that's what I do. In the, like in the first half an hour, you know, I do the little R&B, the emotional, the oh, my God, get your feelings out, right? And then after 9:30, it goes ham up in here.
It sings.
After that, it goes ham. Because it's to pump you up. It's like, you know, getting you started like, okay,
exactly.
I'm up, you know, giving everybody an opportunity to stretch, whatever, get the coffee, this and that. After 9:30, it's like, come on, get up. Like the
Let's go.
We're ready to go now.
Good stuff, though. And I love the message you sent. The message you sent is funny because you say it. Okay, so the dog's going to be on the phone. He's not happy. the message you sent was of health, and it was meant to you, but it's funny because I have a very dear friend right now whose father's very sick, and she actually flew out to be by his side. He had two strokes back-to-back, and the second one was fairly strong. So when he was reading, it touched me because I've been praying for her and her family, and I was like, wow, you know, it's so true. You know, you got to think about being healthy instead of not being healthy, you know, and it comes better, you know. Something will come to you more if you think of it on the bright side versus the negative side. So
I know it works because I have a lot of friends battling with, like, cancer and real big issues. And the difference between somebody that stays motivated and looks at the positive side, the negative side, is the healing process is incredible. Like, when somebody's going through something major and they stay on the positive note through it all, it's like unbelievable how God just steps in, how the law steps in, how the universe steps in, and it's like, you know, okay, that's it. But when people are like, oh, my God, I got this, I broke a nail, oh, my God, I don't know what to wear, like, you know, and drag themselves down more than they need to.
It makes it worse.
And you see it. You see it physically, emotionally. You see all the spiral, the way they go down spirally when they tap into, you know, like the negative and all that, or when they pay attention to the negative as opposed to the positive of it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And
I know
it goes
a lot
with everything
that,
in life.
Listen, I have friends that even have gone to pass away, but even in their passing, they were such a blessing to others.
Yeah.
That they continue to live on. So, you know, so it's amazing. I'm glad I've had a lot of good examples of that. So even me going through what I'm going through now, that gives me inspiration. That gives me motivation to see when other people are going through worse stuff, like people are facing death, and they still are a blessing to others. So,
life in every shape and form. We have to accept life however it's coming, you know, and just be happy that we have a moment to share that, because when a person dies, unfortunately, when a person dies in murder, they don't have a chance to say goodbye to their mother. They don't have a chance to say goodbye to their loved one. When you're sick and you know you have a terminal ill, you know, disease, and the Lord and doctors are allowing you to say your goodbyes, that's a peaceful place, a peaceful way of leaving this earth. We have to leave sometime or another. Unfortunate to say, die of illness, some die, you know, being murdered or whatever the case. So when you have the opportunity to be at peace with yourself and your family and your friends and say your goodbyes, that's a blessing. That is an ultimate blessing, you know. So it's hard. Death is hard, you know, but I'm glad that I learned early on that it's a part of life and accept
it's a circle of life. It's a circle of life. You know, if nobody ever dies, nobody can be born. There'll be too many people on this world. We'll just be cluttered.
Exactly.
And that's how, you know, God made it. You know, you have a certain amount of time on this earth, and that's why on the time that you're here, you're supposed to do, major things.
Right.
You're supposed to do major things. Everybody's supposed to do major things while you're here, not just oh, well, wait for my check, or let me just watch the novellas all day.
Every day is a special
everybody's
day
above meant,
ground. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's meant to contribute and do things while you're here. There is a purpose while you're here, and people got to figure that out. Because when your time goes, then it was then you was wasted space here. You don't want to be wasted space in this universe.
Pretty much. I had an amazing weekend watching movies on Earth and the end, and I'll talk to you later about that. I'll send you some texts later. It's some great movies that I've seen this weekend that really, like, you know, it just touched me. And you start. Everyone's going through something. This is the time, you know. The holidays always catch us in a place of, like, melancholy, you know, missing people economically, financial standards, or whatever. But you have to look inside yourself to say, no, you know, it's that positive, man. It's that feeling of wanting good and wanting right in your life at all times, regardless of what place you're at the time, you know, whether you're at high, you're low, because we go through those moments, you know, we have lows, we have middles, we have highs, and it's always looking to be in a better place regardless of how low or how high or what medium place you're in life, you know. But I thank you for that because you motivate me a lot, and I just don't listen to you on Monday, so. I try to catch your show, man. You already know. I try to catch your show as much as I can. Whenever I'm off on Mondays, I log on because you are a very motivational person. And you just, you know, we need a lot more people like ourselves on this earth to follow that, you know, speak well, you know, and just carry yourself with that strength, with that power to know that you were put on this earth for a better purpose. You were not put
Which is not the easiest thing to do. A lot of people a lot of people be like, oh, but of course you live the positive life every year, so you're perfect. No one's saying anything about perfection. Like, we're
that's
the most
right.
imperfect people, if anything. But
right.
we're on the day-to-day struggle, on the day-to-day work. Like, we're doing the work, you know, doing what's supposed to be done. And that's what makes us different, you know, living the positive life. We're far from being perfect, but,
far from
you
it,
know,
yeah.
we at least acknowledge that. We're accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We're accountable for the things that we do, and we move on, and we try to do better. And that's what it's all about, you know. Yeah, you're going to mess up in your life. Oh, my God, like 1,000 times. But point is not mess up. Don't mess up and keep messing up. Don't mess up and be like, oh, well, whatever, I already messed up. No, mess up and be like, you know what? Okay, I don't need to be doing that, or I don't need to be hanging out there, or I don't need to be in this space.
And I think that that's a lot of the problem.
What I need to do.
That's a lot of the problem that people fall back on, that when they make a mistake, they say, oh, well, I made the mistake, that's it, it's effed up, and that's how it's going to be, you know? But no, because that's how you learn, you know? And again, not repeating the same thing. But, you know, I've gone through so much, and, like, we'll be here for 10 hours, 24 if we start talking. But it's just noticing I did something wrong. How can I correct it? And let me not go back and do that again, you know. Be accountable for your own actions, you know. Be accountable for your own mistakes. And
they don't like to hold accountability for what they do. Listen, you messed up. You said the wrong thing. You made the wrong move. You whatever. So what? Just say, you know what? I was wrong, and that's that.
Wrong.
And move on.
And move on from
and
it.
That
is the truth. Because if you sit and soak on it, or if you ignore it, worse is ignoring it. I mean, soaking it in is bad because it does consume you, and you just become a bitter, angry person. But soaking in it ignoring it and not even acknowledging the fact that you committed that mistake. It's like committing a crime and sitting there in front of the judge and saying, no, I didn't. I mean, how long are you going to live with that lie, you know?
People do it all the time because they want to commit the crime, but not, you know, they don't want to do the time.
And that's how it should be
for everything across the board. You don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime.
Then don't commit the
crime. And that's it.
A sin is a sin.
No matter how big, how small, a sin is a sin. So, you know, we all got to pay for our sins. That's plain and simple. So, you know what? Don't commit the sin so you don't have to pay for it. You know what I mean? Because Because let me tell you, Titi Karma, don't hold back. Titi Karma come
oh,
at
no.
you. Like, a word? A word? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got something for you. What's this? I'm going to go into my last song, which is, again,
okay.
I'm going to play some Justin Bieber, All That Matters. I love this song. This song was dedicated
Ooh.
To me. Okay, anyway. So I'm feeling a little something. You know, my Christmas is going to be fabulous. And of course,
awesome.
The Coco Beer. You know,
right,
and everybody's going to be like, everybody's going to be inboxing me like, what's going on?
What's
None
going on
of your
business?
None of your bizwax. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to none of your bizwax. So I'm going to do one last insert of The Secret.
Okay.
And let's see what comes up with that. I'm going to keep you on hold and stay with me.
All right, Mama.
Okay. So my last one of today, the insert is here. This is it. You are diligent in keeping your car full of fuel. Are you as diligent in keeping yourself full with good thoughts and good feelings? You can only go into the direction you want in your life when you have the right fuel and enough of it. Oh my God. That being said, everybody have a blessed Merry Christmas. Hopefully, I'll be on the air before the new year, so we'll be able to talk about that. But Merry Christmas. Have a blessed one with families and friends and close ones. And family is not always just blood, man. Family is those that you hold dear to your heart. Shout out to my boo for this one. Woo!
I need you to shine in my life. Not just for the meanwhile, for a long, long time. Better believe it. Whenever you're not in my presence, it feels like I'm missing my blessings, yeah. So I sleep through the daylight, stay awake all night. Yeah, you're back again, oh yeah, yeah. You think I'm biased to my significant other. Worried about nobody else. If it ain't you, I'm with myself.